Georgia Attorney General Sam Olens and SAC's Chief Mark Elgart agree the agency should be more transparent. Elgart says the public often sees the conclusion of SAC's work, not the whole process, but he thinks they should.
In the public arena, they certainly have a right to know because of all the commitments and structure and support that's given public schools. But even in the private arena, parents pay tuition and should have the right to understand how well their school is doing.
The issue came to light after SACS put the DeKalb County schools on probation for inadequate board governance. A 2011 law requires a state hearing if that happens. Then the State Board of Education can make a recommendation to the governor, who has the authority to suspend board members. In DeKalb's case, the governor replaced two-thirds of the board. But questions were raised about SACS's methods. The agency didn't produce notes or other evidence used to make their assessment. Attorney General Olin says his office met with SACS beforehand.
Their process was covered in detail with us at the meeting, and some of that process was not previously known. So I think to the extent the process and the details are made more publicly available, it really would solve a lot of the concerns.
Olin says he'd like to work toward a written agreement with SACS. He says that can probably be achieved in the scope of 2 to 3 meetings. Martha Dalton, WABE News.